You might bring Zanamaisa and the Ban of Zanamadalf that somebody was Barchama was called Nafsha, and the Gemara says to be Mevar if he for sure killed then Lechayu they should be Menakiras Einov. And Rashi brings down three Pshatim and what this means Lechayu either means to literally poke out his eyes and that was a Begetter Bezamak and Shulman or it means Yitlum Amayne Bitna Liyoshim, you take away his money and give it to the Yoshim, or it means a Shamta to put him in Cherem. And the Gemara continues and says that they wanted a Passel. These Edom that he did it because they were chashud on mammon on geneva, and the Gemara says he can't do that because Rabbi Yossi says huzam bedina mammon is kashud dina nefashis. So if you're huzam for mammon, that's not a reason to pass you for dina nefashis. And over here we're talking about dina nefashis. So the Rashash asks Akasha, he says bishma lefi the first pshat in Rashi, you could say that that's considered somehow dina nefashis by being menakir seino, but lefi the second pshat that just means zitul mammon avin uliarshim take away his mammon, that's dina mammonis, not dina nefashis. Why do we consider this chashul l'mammon, enu chashul nefashis? L'chayr, this is not nefashis, this mammon is just taking away his money. And I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be that we're not talking about just making him pay, taking away some money, but yitul mammon means you take away all his money. Take away all his money from him, and now he's an ani chashul kemes, even more than stam an ani, he has no money left b'chlal. So when you take away all of his money, that has a get of ani chashul kemes, and for that reason, that would be considered din and nefashis, like I'll be this din of chashuv. And I found that Ramesh and Debris Meshav here says this, that that's the Chayr Pshan Rashi, that because you took away everything, that's considered Kain Ani Chashuv Kemes, and that would have a get of Din and Nefashis. And it could be that's a Pshat by Rashi Adzan, that you take away his mammon and you give it to the Yarshim. Why is it Nagir? They give it to the Yarshim, give it to whoever you want. And, you know, it doesn't make a difference who you give it to as long as you take it away from him. But Rashi's trying to make it that it's Mamash a Gather of Misa, that just like when he dies, they give it to the Yarshim. So here also, there's an element of Misa happening over here. Because he gave it to the Yarshim, and for that reason, it's considered dine nefashis li'abed this din of chashin, and therefore, the fact that he's pasul for mamnas wouldn't necessarily pasul him for nefashis.